Good morning, friends. Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast, whether you be to the north, to the south, the east, or the west. I want to tell you I'm happy to be coming your way with a short message from the Word of the Lord, and we hope it will prove a blessing to your soul. And thanks to those who write us from time to time and tell us how they do enjoy the message, we feel deeply grateful to God and to you and for all the blessings that He sends our way. Today I'd like to speak about healing and the touch of the Lord. This is just one phase of it. The healing is. The touch of the Lord will do many things for us, whether it be a matter of healing, healing our diseases or giving us victory over sin or whatever the need is, we need a touch from the Lord. So first, let's look into this fact that the day of the miracles is not past, as some would tell us, but God is still healing people. Now, this was fulfilled in Christ so perfectly and so thoroughly when He went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil and afflictions and diseases and so on. Look, Matthew 14, 35, 36, "And when the men of that place had knowledge of Him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto Him all that were diseased and besought Him that they might only touch the hem of His garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole." Isn't that wonderful? Just one touch from His hand or His body or the hem of His garment, and He was made whole. Again, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind Him and touched the hem of His garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch His garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour." Matthew 9, 20, 22. Look, just one touch, and she was made whole. "For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God." Matthew 3, 10, 11. Just one touch from the Lord now. And again, "And he came to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly." Mark 8, 22, 25. Oh, friends, notice how the plan of salvation is exemplified in this healing of this man's eyes, this blind man. He could see nothing. Christ touched him. He saw men as trees walking. He touched him again, and he was made perfectly whole. I want to say that there is a touch for everyone. Not only one touch, but the second blessing, if you please. And God can clear up everything in your life, and you will see clearly once again. You can be healed, too. "And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Luke 18, 15, 16. So, thanks the Lord, he's still in the healing business, and he's still touching people today. Listen, the Master's healing touch. "He touched her hand, and the fever left her. Touched her hand as he only can, with the wondrous skill of the great physician, with the tender touch of the Son of Man. The fever, pain in the throbbing temples, died out with a flush on brow and cheek. The lips that had been so parched and burning trembled with thanks. She could not speak. The eyes where the fever light had faded looked up by her grateful tears made dim, and she rose and ministered in her household. She rose and ministered unto him. He touched her hand and the fever left her. Oh, we need his touch on our fevered hands. The still, cool touch of the man of sorrows who knows us and loves us and understands. So many alive. Is one long fever, a fever of restless suspense and care, a fever of getting, a fever of fretting, a fever of hurrying here and there. Oh, what if in winning the praises of others, we should miss at last the King's well done? If our self-wrought task in the Master's vineyard yield nothing but lees at the set of the sun. He touched her hand and the fever left her. Oh, blessed touch of the man divine, so beautiful to rise and serve him when the fever is gone from your life and mine. It may be a fever of restless serving, with heart all thirsty for love and praise, and eyes all aching and strained with yearnings toward self-set goals in the future days. Or it may be a fever of spirit anguish, some tempest of sorrow that dies not down till the cross at last is in meekness lifted and the head bows low for the thorny crown. Or it may be fever of pain and anger when the wounded spirit is hard to bear and only the Lord can draw forth the arrows left carelessly, cruelly rankling there. Whatever the fever, his touch can heal it. Whatever the tempest, his voice can still. There is only joy as we do his pleasure. There is only rest as we choose his will. And someday, after life's fitful fever, I think we shall say in the home on high, if the hands that he touched did his bidding, it matters little what else went by. Ah, Lord, thou knowest us all together, each heart, sore sickness, whatever it may be. Touch thou our hands, bid the fever leave us, so shall we minister unto thee. Ah, dear friends, not only can the Lord touch the healing of our mortal bodies here in this life, but he can also touch us in a spiritual way and bring us to life that we may serve and minister unto him. Now, I'd like you to notice, too, oh, there's so many things in the Scriptures. I fear we'll not have time to bring out all of them in such a short message. But I'd like you to know that the men of God of old who tread this earth from shore to shore and who labored and struggled for God, many of them were touched by the hand of the Lord through an angel or through a messenger or in some other miraculous way. Their lives were touched. Just to name a few, Jacob of old, Gideon, and Elijah, some of the major prophets now, Elijah, and, of course, Elisha, there's a little different story about him I hope I'm able to give you before the time is up. There was Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel of the major prophets, all of which had a touch. Now, let's go back to Jacob. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. Genesis 32, 24, 29. Oh, for that touch of the Lord. Now, Gideon came in contact with the angel of the Lord. The Midianites were giving trouble, and the Lord appointed and called Gideon to go forth and told him that God would be with him and would bless his efforts and so on. So Gideon brought an offering to the angel. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Judges 6:21. Now, the Lord didn't have to touch him. He just, with the angel, with the end of his staff there, touched the offering, and it was consumed by fire. A miracle right there before his eyes. Now, Elijah was in trouble, and he ran for his life. Notice, and as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. 1 Kings 19:5-7. So, friends, the journey is too great for us without the touch of the Lord. And we, like Elijah, need the second touch of God upon our lives. Then we can be filled with His Spirit and go forth. Now, Elisha was also a man of God. There is something very strange about his life after he died. Notice, and Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. 2 Kings 13:20-21. So Elisha was so filled with God when he walked this shores of earth that even his bones still had the power of God within him. And this man was raised up to life again. Isaiah, the Lord called him for a special mission. But look, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Isaiah 5:6-8. All friends, with the touch of God upon our lives, then we can go in his name. Jeremiah said he was a child and he couldn't speak. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Jeremiah 1:7-10. Oh, friends, our time is up. Take the book of Daniel and read it through and notice how the Lord touched his life too. Our Father, bless every listener of the broadcast, and thine shall be the praise in Jesus' name. So, friends, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.